When was it said, though, that you could make a kinyan in one property that you claim all the other properties? Only where the person already paid the money for all 10 fields. But if he did not pay the money for all 10 fields, then he is not kind all the fields. Rather, he's only kind the amount that he paid for. If he paid for 5 fields, he's only kind 5 fields. So there's a riot to Rava. So when you want this kinyan of one thing to help for another thing, it only helps when you already paid the money. But if you didn't pay the money yet, then the kinyan on one thing will not help for something for the rest of it.
So, and like Rashi speaks out, the kona bechazoka, Rashi says, besode zu esode cheres, shein esmuch lo, bizman shenosan lo. As long as you paid the money for all 10 fields, then the chazok you made on one field helps for all the other fields. So Rashi says, no, metaltlim ha niknim im karkam, the kinyan of agav, when you want to be kind of metaltlim with the fields, nami kisode shein esmuch lo domi. It's like this case, where you have one field, then you've been kind all the other fields. Therefore, behind the Rava, therefore it's a proof to Rava. Now, so therefore, Rava's case also, in the kinyan agav, it only helps to metalt them if you already paid the money. Then you like Seymer Das, then we say the Maknes, Seymer Das, to give away his metalt them, therefore you could be carrying all the metalt them with the kinyan of the karka. Now, Taisus asks, if so, like in our case, if you paid the money for the fields, so you want to buy 10 fields and you paid the money for all 10, so why do we need a kinyan chazaka altogether for? Typically, you have the kinyan kesef, you paid the money, and kesef, a karka is kind of with kesef. So Taisus answers, v'yeshloimah demarei b'yasur d'loikonu b'kaspa. We're talking about in a city where they do not make a kinyan where they're not kind of with kesef, they're not samech das, until they make the chazaka. But then Taisus says, so ma koyach chazaka yofa mikoyach kesef, kesef helps. So the answer is, the Rach answer is, in other words, Chazaka needs Kesef, so where's the Raya Chazaka is better? So the Rach answer is, by Matona Koponim it's a proof. By Matona there you do not need money, and there the one Chazaka helps for all 10 fields. Now the Gemara says, Messiah Le Shmuel. From this last Brisa there should also be a Raya to Shmuel. The Yomah Shmuel, that Shmuel says, Mo Chalo Yesa Sodois B'Yesa Medinois, if you want to sell somebody 10 fields that you own in 10 different lands, in 10 different medinas, 10 different cities. So you're selling your 10 fields in 10 different cities to Reuven. Now, Kivan Sheikhsik Biachas Mehen, Shmuel holds that as long as this Reuven is carrying one field, makes a chazak in one field, Kon has Kulam, he's automatically carrying all of them. So for this Bryce says a riot to Shmuel, that this is Shmuel's halacha. So when you make a kinyan in one karka, it automatically helps for the other 10 karkas. The other 9. Omer Ravacha Bered Ravika Teda, bring your proof now. She says, Ravacha, it's a swear like this also. She lo mosa lo yesa behemos. If somebody gives you over 10 animals, he wants to sell you 10 animals. The afsar echod, it's all under one rein, one leech. The Yomalein, the person tells you, Pshini, that you should be kaina these 10 animals. Mi lo kani, aren't you kaina? There's a fact, you hold on to this one leech. You're kind of all 10 animals. So Amalai answered back, me dummy, what does one have to do with the other? Hosa me gudu biyadai. Over there, true, he's holding on to the reins of all 10 animals. Sounds like a kinyan mesira for all 10 of them. But hocha ain't gudu biyadai. Here you're not making a kinyan chazaka in all 10 fields. You're only making a chazaka in one field. So who says the chazaka in one field would help for all 10 fields? From this svar, you don't have a raya to Shmuel. And to forget, ikadiyami, some say, Omer Ravacha Bered Ravika Teda, bring your proof to Loikoni. Like I bring your proof in Svara, not like Shmuel, that you should not be carrying all 10 fields. Because Ilu Mosa Loyesa Behemoth, if somebody gave you over 10 animals, the Avser Echod, in one rain, in one leech, right? The Omaloy, and he told you, the Omaloy Zukini, that you should be carrying this one. Mikoni? Are you carrying all 10 of them? In other words, since he's said to be kind of this animal, the Chura means to say this animal and not the other animals. So, Achinami, what Rashi says, if you make a chazak in one and the other ones are not around you, it's as if you're making a kinyan only in this one field. So how does the kinyan of this one field help for all the other, for the 10 fields, the other 9 fields? So Mora says, no, this is not a kasha. Midomi,
Hosam gufa machlokim. By the animals, there are 10 different animals. Each goof is a goof by itself. So when I tell you take it to be kind of this one, I mean only this one and not another one. So therefore, the kinyan in one only helps for one, not for the other nine. But hocha by fields, the new savar is of Shmuel, sadna the arya chadu. Sadna the arya means all the ground is like one big piece of ground. The whole universe is one ground. So therefore, the whole earth is one ground. Therefore, even though they're spread out in 10 different cities, but still we look as if it's one piece. Therefore, if you make a kinyan on one part of the karka, it helps for all the other nine karkas other places. Therefore, it could be Shmuel's case is right, Shmuel's halacha is emes. That's the chur right from this bryce before also. So when you make a chazak in one field, it helps for all 10 fields, all the other nine fields. And that's the svarov, sadhana the arya chadu. All the land, all the earth is sort of like one piece. All right, we'll stop here. You hold that chav zayin number base, or two dots. The Mishnah also says the zaykekin es hanechosim, that even though there's no din shvua on karka, you don't have to swear on karka. But if you have to swear because of money matters, then we could also make you swear that I tiny you only karka. That's called zaykekin a gilgal shvua. So Mar says Alma ulul. It says minayin la gilgal shvua min atayra. How do we know this svar midiraisa? That even though on a karak alone, if I say you owe me three karkas, and he admits I owe you one only, that you do not have to swear. But once you have to swear on something else, I could make you also swear to me that you don't owe me these extra three fields. How do we know this? You started of Gilgul Shmua. Gilgul means I caused you to swear something else, because now you're swearing on money. So Mar says, Shenema, that it says in the Pasuk by Saita, the Yom Isha, the Isha has to answer back, Shh. The Yom Isha, Amen Amen. The Isha has to answer back, Amen Amen. So the question is, what does it mean two times Amen? What's the extra Amen for? So Mara says, well, Tanan, we learned like this. Amahi Yomeris Amen Amen. For what purpose is she answering Amen Amen? Mashma, she's answering like the two different things. The Lord, they make us swear once. So what does she ask to Amen like she agrees, she admits to the Shavua? So Mara says a lot of things we add on. Omen alo, omen ala shvua. That's one thing. The kohen gives a curse and also makes a swear, a promise. So therefore, the omen is for both things. That she's accepting the curse, that Yerecha and her fellows, her thighs will fall down, and also the shvua that the kohen is making a swear. Secondly, also we dash in omen im miish zeh, omen im miish acher. A sight is the pshat that the husband before warned her, stay away from this man, he gave her kinui. And later they were found to be alone. So we're afraid maybe they live together. So now like she has to swear to say no, she did not live with that man, she didn't have tashma, she didn't have zlus with him. But she also has to swear that she did not live with any other man either. That's also part of the shvuas. And omein shaloi sotisi arusa, she has to say omein like, as if she's swearing that she did not have any znus when she was an arusa, even before the nesuyin, just after they had kedushin, who adinu nesuya, she has to swear that she did not live with any other man since the nesuyin, or else a shemeras yavam. Same thing in the case where her husband dies and the brother is alive, so she's a shemeras yavam. She's waiting for the yavam to do something, so at that time she's also to be with anybody else. So she has to swear now that she did not live with another man when she was a shemeras yavam. Ukinusa. And she also has to swear, so that's like a yibum. That means after the yavam made yibum, and it's his wife, she's called the kenusa. So she has to swear also she did not live with anybody since she was a kenusa. The question is now, where is the case that we're making a swear, we could have a saita, that she's only an arusa? That means she only had kedushin. She did not live with her own husband yet. Where is there a case that we have a shvua from a saita by an arusa? Elaine, if you want to tell me dikoni lo kishi arusa, that the husband, after they had kedushin, the husband warned her, the husband gave her kinui, said stay away from this man. The komashki lo kishi arusa, and then later there was an edecha, the people saw them, they were alone together, so now the husband comes and brings her to the kohen to make a drink to Mayamorim. So the question is, V'yotanan, we learned, arus or shemeros yovam. In the case where your wife is only an arusa, you did not live with your own wife yet, you did not have nesuyin, you only had kedushin. Or else in the case of a shemeros yovam, where the husband died and the brother is alive, but the brother did not make yibum yet, she's only zokik, they're waiting to make yibum. In these two cases, Allah is loy shaysais for loy nightless ksuba. The wife in such a case, even if she becomes a saita, she does not have to drink the mehamarim. There's no parsha of drinking the mehamarim by an arusa, or else by a shemeres yavam. And who adin, she does not receive a ksuba. She doesn't take a ksuba. Ksuba is only after the nesuyin, not before the nesuyin. Or else Rashi says, lo not the ksuba means she garma liatzma liyeserolov. That she was the one. Yeah. So now, my time, what's the reason? Because the pasuk says, Tachas Ishech, Omer Rachmona, Voleka. Where is there a parsha of Shemeres, of Saito? Only where she already lived with her husband. Tachas Ishech means that she was with her husband already. But in Arusa, Shemeres Yavim is not with the husband yet, so therefore there's no parsha of Saito. So Mora says, Elo, what could be the case here? Tikoni lo kishi Arusa. That the husband warned her when they only had after Erison, after Kedushin. Then the husband saw she was with a boyfriend, so the husband warned her, stay away from him. And she also had stira, she was found alone with that man while they only had Kedushin. But the husband now, when he makes a drink, the Me'amorim, when he brings it to the Kayin, it's after the Nesuyin. Now the husband already is considered tachas ishech that they had Nesuyin. So maybe this is the case that the husband makes her drink the water for the chash that she has nus when she was in Arusa. So Mar says, no, still this is no good. Mi botkil omayi, in such a case where the husband makes nesuyin after his wife became a saita, does the water help? The pasuk says, v'ni koha ish me'oven omarachmona, that the husband has to be clean from any avera. So what does that mean? That we dashana means, bizman sho ish Menuke meyoven. If the man did not do anything wrong, the husband, then mayim boitkim es ishtoim. Then there's a parsha that the wife, the soita, should drink the water, and the water will test her. If she really had znus, I'll give her the curse, and if not, I'll give her a bracha. But in the case of ein ish menuke meyoven, but let's say the husband himself is not clean from any avera, ein hamayim boitkim es ishtoim. Then there's no purpose to let her drink the mayamara, it would not test her. Like over here, the husband is not clean. Because what happened here? When she was in Arusa, after the Kedushin, the husband gave her kina, warned her, stay away from this man, and then she was found to be alone with that man. So the halacha is, right now she's a sofik soita, and right now she's also to her husband. Her own husband is not allowed to live with her until they find out if she had this nus or not. So if the husband now goes and makes nesuyin with his wife, lives with his wife, that's an avera. So if you want to tell me the case is that the husband is making his wife drink after they had nesuyin, so this nesuyin was like the avera. So it's not called the husband was v'niko ish me'oven. It's not called the husband is clean. So if so, then there's no purpose to let her drink the me'amorim. The me'amorim will not test her. So this cannot be a case where you have an arusa that has the parsha of saita. So Gemara says, Ella, what is the case that she has to swear? Ella Ayde Gilgal. Like this is the Pasuk, this is the Drasha, this is the Gilgal Shrua. In other words, we're talking about now where the husband warned his wife after Nesuyin. And they found them being together after Nesuyin. So that's the good case that he makes his wife swear now that she did not live with this man. But once you have your wife to swear to you that she did not live with this man after Nesuyin, in a case where the husband was Cheshit his wife before Erisin, before Nesuyin, Mishas Erisin, the husband now can make his wife swear. That's called the Gilgal Shavua. Her Ikka Shavua now is to swear that she did not live with this man after Nesuyin. But once she has to swear this much, the husband has the right to make a swear add into your swearing that you do not live with any man even after Erisin, even before the Nesuyin. This is the proof that there's such a swara of Gilgal Shavua. The Gemara says, true, Ashkechon Soita. You find the Pasha of Soita, here the Torah said, we make her swear like a double swearing. Even though we can't make her swear for the Erisin alone,
But once she has to swear for the Nisuyin, we can make it with the Gilgal Shvuah. Means once she's swearing for one thing, we could also cause her, ask her to swear something else. So you only find this by Saita, the Gemara says. The Yisura. Because by Saita, the Shaila V'Yisurim, here we're Machmir. But Memoyna Minolan, how do we know from Al Mishnah, when you want to make somebody swear because of money matters, that there's a Gilgal Shvuah? Like in Al Mishnah that says, even though in Karak alone you don't have to swear, but once you have to swear to me because of money matters, I can make you swear on Karak also. How do we know this? Karak is also money matters. So you can't know that out from sight. The sight is by Yisurim. We would not know by money. So the Gemara answers, Tona de Beri Abi Shmuel. Kal v'chaim, I have a kal v'chaim. O ma saita, ma dech by this parasha of sight.